Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older.
Podcast Network, Cousin Sal coming to you. Yes, it's Thursday night football, big time. We'll be on Spotify Live tonight. Spaghetti and Meatballs are here, fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess, and joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Brian, Darren, the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Sal, what's happening?
What's going on, buddy?
Go right to, fellas, I know you're this every day. You're there, extrapoints.com. You give out free picks. Extrapoints.com/arcade. That's where you win your money, though. I mean, you could follow the guy's free picks and win money, too. But no risk here. Daniel Kornfeind, 11 right, $100 winner. Mike Dam, 8 right, gets a gold cap. Extrapoints.com/arcade. Our pick'em and our prop quiz contests are up there. Some contests, there's no prize, but people tend to cheat anyway, as is evident on Mr. Lister last night, the sports trivia game show hosted on Spotify Live by our very own Dave Damashek. It was me against Harry, and Harry admitted to cheating. The category was Mets Braves, 1999, starting pitchers, Harry. And you did admit to cheating. I want to know how you actually cheated. Did someone feed you an answer, or... You didn't research.
I wanted to prove you wrong because you said that I wouldn't be able to cheat because I can't research. I don't have access to computers. I have access to that. But, you know, growing up in the slums of Oswego, New York, I've always had the mentality of, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right. And you were cheating and trying and losing. You did all that because I crushed you anyway. Even with the cheating, I beat you. Yeah. So I don't know what it was. So, but how did you do it is what I want to know, because I don't know how, because I imagine you're staring into your phone to get on the Spotify Live.
No.
And then you don't have go ahead. What? How'd you do it?
No, I had a computer in front of me if I needed to. But so also, at 4:20 with Dave hosting the show, someone needed to spice things up a little bit. So,
Well, you could spice it up by competing on a legitimate level, but I guess that wasn't in the cards there. So I beat him.
I learned that from Parlay Kid.
How'd you know he cheated, Sal?
Because here's the thing. Like, we ran it with the categories Mets, Braves, starting pitchers in the playoffs. And I could tell by his cadence. He's like, Kevin Millwood? I was like, oh, please. That's the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. And he folded, right, babyface? As soon as I brought it up, he folded it was disgusting.
Or it magically came to him after three minutes of dead air. But, I mean, put him up there with the New England Patriots, the Houston Astros, and now Harry Gagnon. Harry didn't win. So
really out of it because he's – multiple MVPs, Parlay Kid. The category is NFL multiple MVP winners. He can't even name Brady. Disgusting. You're really what are you doing on the show? What are you doing on a trivia show?
Wow. Brady would. Brady, I got to be honest.
You didn't mention Brady until after I mentioned him.
That's the thing, Harry. I got to give you some credit because those things are not easy.
Greats, Harry Montana, Manning, Brady. He really was at a loss. Could not name one. I mean, Rodgers, and that was it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would have been so much better at doing that stuff in the 70s and 80s when I was a really stat follower.
Yeah.
Compared to, and now I've forgotten a lot of that stuff.
All right.
Compared to now when you're not really following the stats like you used to.
Okay. I'm defending Harry here. I mean, it was easy, and he had to reach in and cheat. Go ahead. Yeah.
If I'm lucky enough to be on that show again to go against you, Sal, or whoever, let's do 1980s. Like Darren Dry, 1980s.
No, you cheated and lost. You don't get a rematch.
Challenge you to a rematch.
No, Harry hasn't been involved in NFL. I do not accept because I beat you and you cheated. So why should I have to go against you again? That's not how it works, really. You could challenge somebody else if they want to go against a cheater. That's their business. Why 1980s? You're living. We talk about sports 4 days a week. You can't come up with Tom Brady as an MVP winner. Crazy. Anyway, we do have Tom Brady in action tonight. There you go. Baltimore, Tampa Bay. This line has jumped all over the place. Baltimore, 1-point favorite now. It opened as a pick. Baltimore was 1.5, now down to 145.5 is the over under. Oh man, the Bucs are playing like absolute dog crap, and the Ravens not playing great either, but surviving last week, their last four games are decided by 4 points or fewer. Bucs cannot get their offense going. They put up a grand total of 3 against Carolina. They were stifled by the Steelers before that. Evans dropping wide open passes. Brady tossing tablets, yelling at linemen. The team's a mess, and yet still tied for first. Parlay Kid, I'll go to you first. I don't know, who does this game mean more for, Tampa or Baltimore? I would say Tampa needs to get it together sooner rather than later, but I also think they can win this division with 9. Where the Ravens would have to get 11 to take theirs. So anyway, who's your pick?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet if this game is huge for either team at this point. But if I were to pick one, I mean, you're right though, Sal. See, Tampa, look, nobody wants to be 3-5. I mean, that's not right. Where Tampa wants to be. But they could, like you said, they could possibly win that division with 9 wins. The Ravens are not winning their division with 9 wins. Most likely, although, you know, they do have the Pittsburgh and the Browns in there, so both those teams really might win like 5 games each on the season. So to say that it might not take more than, I mean, Ravens might only need 10 wins, so maybe they only need one more win than, say, Tampa does. So I'm not sure if this game is huge for either team. I think I'm going to take the edge, though, because there's just more whispers surrounding the Bucs and their demise. So I'm thinking the game is a little bit bigger for them than it is for the Ravens tonight.
Yeah, and you're picking them to win.
And I'm taking them to win, Sal. So if I'm going to talk about the game, yeah. This is a short week. Brady can most teams are probably not installing too much this week, which might be good for Tampa just to stay the course here. They got to get their running game going to help Brady out. They can't throw the ball really downfield for long completions right now, which a lot of quarterbacks can't anyway, partially because Brady just doesn't have the time to get the ball downfield. But I think this Bucs team, led by Brady, very prideful tonight, very prideful, especially in an underdog role here in this game. I mean, Brady getting points at home. Yeah, give me some of that, Sal.
Only a home dog 12 times in his career, and he's played for 37 years. I mean, Harry hasn't acknowledged his career. He didn't know that he was a 2-time MVP, but he has been good. I'm with you. It's tough to imagine Brady being part of a bad team, right? So, sure, this can continue and putting up 3 and striking nothing against the Steelers bad. Ravens 156 a game on the ground without Dobbins for the most part, and he's gone again. This used to not be a problem for Tampa's defense with Vita Vey clogging up the middle. They let the Bucs, the Panthers run all over them, but I think they turn it around. I'm going to take the Bucs too, Parlay Kid. Baltimore 1-4-1 against the spread in their last 6. I know Tampa's number is not great either. I'll say 26-22, another close Ravens game. We get a good one. Al Michaels can allude to the over-under. Harry, you're also, this is scary. We're all taking the Bucs here.
Yeah. Yeah, especially coming off my Sharp Tank pick from last week, which was Tampa, which was beyond awful. I mean, but I think it's time. I agree with you guys here. Time for a little bounce back from Tampa after these last two awful weeks. I don't love the Baltimore defense. And last 2 wins for Baltimore were by a total of 5 points. Lamar, very vanilla last week in a fortunate win against the Browns, just had 120 yards. Brady and the Bucs respond here, and I think they get the W.
Yeah, Ravens are more beat up, I think, too. Dobbins obviously out. Andrews and Edwards, knee injuries, especially bad on 3 days rest, right? They'll probably both play. Bateman's banged up, so yeah. I don't think they run wild on Tampa like they did. People have been running on Tampa. And Ravens 26 versus the pass. So I imagine it's a get right game for Brady, but I'm not positive. I do like that Brother Bri is taking the Ravens so that we're not all on the Bucs.
Well, yeah. I had to do it. I mean, I had to do it. I knew if I took the Bucs, we were all doomed. You can thank me for this. Yeah. But I will say on a short week, I just don't know if this Bucs, as much as I think that this Bucs offense will eventually come back, I don't know if it comes back on a short week. I could see maybe the following week because they'll have 10 days in between games, but they've been dreadful, right? There hasn't been much of a running game. The defenses are sending a lot of pressure at Brady and they're getting to him. So I don't know. The Ravens, you know, the Ravens, again, they're in a similar place, but I trust them a little bit more. They have run the ball well recently. I know you're saying you don't know how well they're running them. I think they're still going to put up good rushing stats just because between Jackson and Edwards there. But, you know, they've been solid defensively. I mean, I think it would probably be a smart bet to bet both of these teams to win by like three or less.
Interesting.
Yeah, just a close game. But I do think the Ravens pull this out. I'm going to say like 23-20, 23-17. Similar scores to what they've been having so far. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, again, Bucks lost to P.J. Walker and Trubisky. So,
yikes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's hard to get too crazy about a Bucks back in the Bucks here. I'm going to go a little over. Yeah, I said 26-22. It sounds like you're going under, Bri. Somehow, three of the last five night games have gone over somehow. Mm-hmm. And the Ravens games have averaged 49 points. So, again, get right. Evans, Brady, both of them. 26-22 is all I'll say, slightly over. And Al Michaels can allude to the over-under. He'll be giddy, at least for a few seconds this week. All right, let me talk to you about Caesars.
Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. Free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more.
You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
All right, let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back with our props and, oh boy, first touchdown picks.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Thursday night props. You know what? Right in the ship. That's my narrative for this whole game. Mike Evans, what a disastrous week, right? He drops that touchdown to start the game against the Panthers, never rebounds after that. And then after that, after the game, this golf excuse, two officials ambush him in the tunnel and ask for some kind of written thing, Parlay Kid. I don't know what it was. Is he a doctor? Is he writing a prescription? I mentioned that maybe he's buying Girl Scout cookies from these guys' grandchildren. I don't know what it was. He claims, and the league claims, it wasn't a phone number. And then it comes out, not from the league, that they're trying to hook him up with some golf pro because one of the linesmen went to Texas A&M, and so did Mike Evans. I don't know. Or the golf guy went to Texas. I don't know what's going on, Parlay Kid, but do you think this is fishy, or do we just let it go and move on?
Yeah, we're going to let it go and move on, Sal. I don't think you could possibly come up with that scenario unless it was true. I mean, it seems like, I don't know why that's happening in the tunnel while you're exiting a game. Shouldn't happen.
Right.
You'll never see it happen again, I would think, just because of the poor publicity it's getting for the league. But I'll buy it. I'm buying that excuse, Sal. I'm okay with that. Whatever. Well,
They haven't asked him. They should just talk to him. The weird thing is they slowed him down once. He walked a few steps, and then they slowed him down again, and he had to sign something else. And, Bri, it didn't look like he was writing his phone number down. I don't know what it was. What'd you make of it?
Yes, the league should be worried about it in terms of like from an official side. I mean, there's no way the officials should be going up to anybody at any point in time in the tunnel.
They called that first pass a catch, and then we see afterwards.
Right. It doesn't matter because they lost the game, right? 100%. But I don't think it matters whatever it was, right? Like,
yeah,
whatever it was, they right. can't have right. that. Well, they can't kind of have that relationship, whether it's an autograph or a phone number. Is there a difference?
That's what I tweeted. I was like, I don't think this is this. I said, this is just as damning. And then like Damashek's like, oh, well, listen, this is just how it is. They exchange jerseys, the players, and that officials talk to the players all the time. And officials talk to coaches, and they're intimidated by some coaches, but not others. And this is just the world we live in. But it was weird to see it on camera for sure. I think he bounces back. I'm going over 25 and a half longest reception, minus 111. He's always close. Three of his six games, three of his last five, he's hit this, but three of six overall. The ones he missed are in the 20s. I think they get it together, proves himself off of the after this autograph nonsense or that drop, whatever. They've given up big plays, the Ravens. Cooper had 55-yard catch. Peoples-Jones had 37-yard catch last week. They are 21st, the Ravens, in yards per attempt. Like I said, get right game for Brady and Evans over 25 and a half. Harry, you like Brady too.
Yeah, I'm going to take him over 279 and a half passing yards at minus 117. Look, Baltimore is 26th in the NFL in passing yards against. Tampa, even after the last 2 weeks against Pittsburgh and Carolina, still 7th in the NFL in yards per game. And Brady, 290 yards or more in three of his last four games. Like you mentioned, Sal, get right game for the whole Bucs team and definitely Brady over 279 and a half.
There you go. Parlay Kid, you have a money line parlay, which includes Brady. Oh, this is tough. Go ahead.
Parlays are all kind of intersecting. Not our parlays. Our prop picks are kind of all intersecting each other in this. No, but Sal, like you're saying, a get right game, a bounce back game. Brady for the first time this year threw zero touchdowns last game and what he would probably call a very poor performance. I like him to bounce back over 1.5 touchdown passes. And Tucker over 1.5 field goals. Sal, how often do you get to parlay the two greatest at their position of all time in one game? How often does this come around? I got the greatest kicker of all time and the greatest quarterback of all time. I can put them together here for a plus 189 parlay for both of them to go over 1.5 in the game for their position, which they average more than that for their career. So, I love this. It's a fun one for me because they are the two greatest, and you don't get to do this that often. Yeah. So.
Well, I think you're getting nice odds because Brady has not. I think he's only had one multi-touchdown passing game, right?
Yes, he did. He had three once, and one in all the others except the last game.
Interesting. Correct. All right, so you get plus 189 for that, Bri. You are thinking. Well, you must be thinking over 1.5 goal field goals to take 7.5 points.
I obviously didn't read Parley Kid's full bet there because it essentially is the same thing, and I do love Tucker. Over 7.5 points at minus 119. It's essentially the same thing because at that point you need two field goals or three field goals and two extra or two field goals and two extra points. It just seems like Tucker to me on primetime games. Right, it seems like he's always kicking three or four field goals in his last four games. He's had eight or more points. I think this is a game that teams just can't finish the drives like it's happened all season. Right, the Ravens have struggled on fourth downs. I think you're going to see a bunch of field goals, especially early in this game. I'm going to say, Tucker gets eight or more. I didn't even say he gets gets into double digits here tonight.
Interesting. Yeah, seems a little low for Justin Tucker and a defense that should buckle down a little bit, at least in, inside the red zone there. All right, first touchdown. Just been a disaster for us. Just a disaster. Who was it Monday? Oh, it was actually
Fields.
Oh, it was Fields who ran it in, and we didn't have it. All right, that's acceptable, right? He's had a Bears jersey for over 2 weeks. These other guys, they've been in the league a week or not at all, and I don't know what's going on in scoring, but we'll keep it going for now. We may just have to ditch this eventually. We were so good at it last year, plus 80-something units. Anyway, Fournette, first touchdown favorite, plus 440. Gus Edwards, plus 575. Mike Evans and Mark Andrews, 6-1. All right, Bri, you're taking the bullet here with the quarterback. Lamar, plus 650. Never a bad idea.
Well, it's the last I saw, 850. Did it go to 650? Wow.
Oh, I thought I wrote down 650. Good. Take the 850.
Well, that's the thing, right? So before I looked at the odds, my assumption was, right, the way we've been seeing the odds recently, I just assumed Lamar was going to be 4 or 5 to 1.
Right.
Yeah, he's 800 now.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
So plus 8. I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that plus 850 or 800 now. You know, the Ravens and Lamar have struggled in the red zone, but I think it's funny. Lamar doesn't have necessarily a ton of carries inside the red zone, so I think he's got to get back to using his feet down there more. You know, he still has over 500 yards rushing, and it's just that he hasn't had a rushing touchdown since week three. I think, you know, they've struggled there on short yardage. I think they have to use his legs a little bit more here. So, again, 8-1 to me is very, very good odds considering what we've seen over the last few weeks.
Yeah, for sure. We've seen us lose over and over the last few weeks. All right, Pauly kid, you have big plans for Mike Evans.
Big plans might be an overstatement. Mike Evans at 6-1 here. Evans, 14 touchdowns last year. 3 through the first 3 games this year. Has not scored any in his last 3 ball games. I'm just going with the do factor for a guy like Mike Evans. I think he wants to rebound after, like you're saying, Sal, after the whole official thing and the drop last week or the drops last week. I think he'd be a good guy to look for early to get his head back on right. Let's take Mike Evans at 6-1.
Do you do a special touchdown dance if you're Evans? Do you do it like a golf swing or do you hug a referee? Do you give the ball
take
to the ref
a piece
and just
of
hug
paper.
Him? Yeah,
like, yeah, something.
Yeah, do something. Yeah, sign it away. Oh, pretend to sign something. Yeah, exactly. Do that. All right, Harry's going with the favorite, Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, I'm back on running backs here, and I'm going to take Fournette. He's due for a rushing touchdown. He has just won the season. But, you know, guys, who has the most receptions on Tampa Bay? It's not Gage. It's not Godwin. It's not Mike Evans. It's Leonard Fournette.
Yeah,
he also has 3 receiving touchdowns this year. So give me Fournette at plus. What'd you say, Sal? Plus 440 latest odds?
I saw 440, as of this morning. Okay. Yeah, so I think that's what it is. All right, well, I'm going off the board here. Well, not off the board. He's on the board. Cade Otton. Yeah, tight end, Washington. 4th rounder. 4 for 64. I don't know. Like Harry, I'm looking for targets. I'm trying to find who he's in sync with, Brady. 4 for 64 last week. 159 yards. Overall best among the rookies. Tight ends. Ravens allowed touchdowns to tight ends in 4 of their 7 games. Tight ends average 5 receptions a game against the Ravens. Cam Brate's out for a while. Brady clearly comfortable with this kid, and I am comfortable losing this bet week after week. So, 12-1. Those are our first touchdown bets. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll go into World Series props. All right, we're back. Game 1 tomorrow, World Series, the Astros and the Phillies. Stros minus 170 favorite. Phillies are plus 143 on the take back. It's Verlander, it's Nola. Well, you know what? I have the Astros. I'm the only one out of the 4 of us who have the Astros to win the series. I have a 10-1 ticket from the preseason. For game 1, I'm going Houston in the under. I think it'll be a under 6.5 over under 4-1 final. Here's some props for you. Nick Castellanos will not get a hit, plus 130, plus money. Harry, you know what plus money is? That's like when you put money down and you're getting more than what you're putting down odds-wise. You wouldn't, I don't know. I don't know if you have a minus one fit. Well, we'll see what you have. But in this spot, the plus 130 is pretty sweet. Castellanos, 1 for 8, 4 strikeouts against Verlander, 0 for 6 versus Houston pitchers this year and hitless in 6 of 11 playoff games. If it's more than half, I think that's good value in the plus money. So give me Castellanos to not get a hit at plus 130. Parlay Kid, you're going nose too. First inning, no runs.
Yeah, no runs first inning here, Sal, minus 145. Nola, who was not good in his last start, still, though, had given up zero in the first inning in that start. And with Verlander on the mound, too, I just think with the nerves going a little bit here for both teams, two good pitchers on the mound, I think the pitchers keep the bats quiet throughout most of this game, but in particular early in this game. No runs first inning, minus 145. And look, either way, it'll be over early for me, one way or another.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think it's a good idea to bet. I don't know. If you like the unders, I like betting all these unders, right?
Yes.
We could have a situation where there's like 7 total hits through 7 or 8 innings, right?
Yeah, I think if I win this...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'll keep rolling it over every game. To go
to the second inning and then roll to the third inning.
I could do that, but then then I'm stuck watching that game when I got might have my Knicks or Islanders on, you know? I don't
know. Friday night. All right, Brian, you also going under Brandon Marsh. What do you like?
Yeah. Can they start the series already, though?
I know.
I just wanted, I want the season over with. but yeah, I'm going to take Brandon Marsh to not get a hit at minus 125. It's weird. You know, the Phillies ended the season with the Astros. Weird that they're playing them here again in the World Series. But when Marsh faced Verlander in the first game of that series just a couple weeks ago, he struck out and he walked. Now, I would say Marsh has been terrible so far in the playoffs. He doesn't have a hit in his last 4 playoff games. He's batting .154 and he's struck out 13 times in 26 at bats. So you're pretty much getting an even money bet for him not to get hit. I'm going to jump all over.
I like it. I like this one.
Yeah. Let's take all the unders. Why not? All right. But Harry, you're not going. What are you doing here? You're going over with a hit.
I'm going to go Schwarber over to get a hit at minus 152. He's averaging a hit in that game. In his last 7 playoff games, 8 for his last 22 overall, and versus Houston this year, he was 2 for 5, leads off, gets an extra bat somewhere along the line here. I think he gets a hit somewhere. And especially with Verlander throwing fastballs, Schwarber loves that stuff.
Yeah, hey, not as much as you love minus 150s, but he does love that stuff for sure.
Brian, I like yours. I'm surprised. I mean, Marsh is 4 for 26 in the playoffs. I'm surprised you're getting those type. That's a decent number you're getting there for him. Yeah,
Very, to get pluses, again, I try to explain to Harry. Harry, someone did write in, Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com. This guy, Scott Cox. Sometimes he hits it. Sometimes he's very, very annoying.
Scott's good. No, he's good.
He's good. Okay. He's good.
All right. This one's worth reading.
He's a little over the top sometimes, but go ahead.
He thinks you're a little over the top. I noted a somewhat interesting stat today. In the month of October, Harry has picked 14 games with odds higher than the standard minus 110, minus 125, 150, 175.
Wow.
And only one game with plus odds. At what point does he lose his expert status? I mean, that World Cup octopus from a few years ago made equal, if not better, selections. Come on, Harry, get out of your comfort zone. Find a lousy plus 105 and take a freaking chance. Wow. Scott Cox there. There you go. Well, Harry,
I'll consider it wrong.
Yeah.
I'll consider it.
Well, consider this when you go over your record of 26 and 14. Remember, you're betting 150s all the time. You have to win 3 out of 5.
Is he talking about my extra point? Is he talking about my extra point video picks?
I have no idea what he's talking about. 14 okay, picks because in October.
I recall pulling off a couple parlays that paid like plus 500 on those. So I don't know.
I think that was back in September, Harry. Seriously.
Yeah, we're talking
September,
about
October.
It ends in an R, Darren. It's a different month. No, but Harry, you know, if you're betting minus 150s and you hit 3 out of 5, you're breaking even, right? You understand that, right?
I get it.
Okay. Just saying, just math. Yeah, all right.
I got that communications degree, remember? So I got I can do some math too.
I'm not sure. You like to cheat the system sometimes. I mean, we figured it out.
Listen, we cheated harder our bookie plenty, didn't we? That was where we all started it. Now.
How did you
cheat, Harry?
It was great. Well, our buddy Larry was kind of wanted to be involved. Me and Sal didn't like it, but.
Yeah.
Hodder, our bookie, was refereeing high school football on Saturday. So Sal and I would go to have to drop off our parlay tickets at Hodder's house. So Sal and I would go a little later after the games had started because Hodder wouldn't be home till later. And if there was games that, you know, maybe Syracuse is playing BC early game on the East Coast and Syracuse is winning 21-0, Sal and I would throw in a couple parlays with Syracuse in it and throw it into the bundle of money and tickets that we would leave at his front door. So we got a winner already.
Yeah, but we were smart, but, you know, not smart because we never made out money on it. But, you know, we'd put it in like a 6-team parlay, right?
Yeah.
Friend Larry would put it like in a 3-team parlay, and it would be his biggest parlay in there. It's like,
Get mad at Larry. That was good.
So it's like,
Larry,
come on.
This is mine and Harry's thing, number one. Number two,
yes.
You can't be pounding it like we're not even pounding it.
Right. Just if you're going to cheat like with dignity, like us, for God's sakes. But yeah, no, I think we'd get nervous because we'd have to drop it off, like you said, at his doorstep. And those, you know, like Florida State would kick off at noon and we get the tickets there like 12:45 and he'd get home at 12:52. Babyface, what do you think about all this? You respect us less?
No, I love this. In fact, this is Harry once again being an innovator. It's like the original live betting. He was just
that's right
live betting.
Sal,
really, really, it really was.
Sal, how is it? Seriously, you got connections. How is there not some type of comedy series about your and Harry's college life?
Yeah, you're right.
You find two young actors. I mean, it would be incredible. How can somebody make this happen? Why, honestly, like, seriously.
House would be incredible. It could be loosely based on
your and Harry's escapades in a small, freezing, cold town in upstate New York. Yep. Fixing kids' basketball games, running numbers. I mean, this would be a fantastic. So, anybody who's listening to this, like honestly, if you're
stealing
in this type
from
of
our
field,
bookie.
Like let's make this happen. You can make it very edgy and very like, you know, this is adult television. This won't be for kids. You know, this will be adult television.
Yeah. There's so many things.
That's what I mean. This is seasons worth of material.
Harry ate for free one summer in Oswego, going to like Ponderosa and telling the manager that he vomited from the last meal. And when he had to give his name, he would say like Paul O'Neill or something. It was so stupid. And they'd look at him like, all right, you had such a bad experience and you want a free meal? Like, I guess we'll give it to you. And the six guys you're in with, the six dirtbags who have followed you into the Ponderosa or the Sizzler or whatever, right, Harry? How many?
Oh, yeah.
The way they caught up to you, right?
Sal, if this does happen.
Made the run.
Yeah. Would the Leaf story make one of the episodes?
I don't know.
No, it definitely would.
That was high school.
That's the name of the show.
Loosely based, Harry. That could become a college story.
A little flashback scene to the Leaf story.
I think that's the name of the show.
There are a couple college women, too.
Is the Leaf.
The Leaf, yeah. That's well, we can't get into it, so I don't want to learn too much.
The female that was...
Zip it. We can't sell it now. Harry, come on.
All right. So anyway, Harry used
the Leaf. Say too.
It is sexual activity. That's all we want to say. But anyway, yeah, Harry, you would also... at the dining hall, like people who had were handicapped would take the elevator up and they would be able to skip the line, they would be able to skip the part where you had to run your car, right?
It was,
you didn't even have a card, right?
Because you and everybody had, you know, cards, whether you, because you're living on campus, so you had access to the dining hall.
You lived on campus first year. You had to have unlimited
cards. I didn't have a card like that, so I had a,
right.
I was going to go have lunch with you. Yeah, yeah, I was going to go have lunch with you and talk games and gamble and whatever, so I had to figure out a way because I didn't have a ton of money and still don't, but had to figure out a way to eat. So using the elevator to sneak in was the way to go.
Yeah. And Harry would walk with a limp. Yeah, actually, like kind of walked weird anyway. So I think they let it go. But once after, I don't know.
Walked weird yet at that point.
You would get off the elevator and you would announce to everyone like 14. Like that was the streak. For you being able to get, they're like, all right, this is 14 free meals in a row. Once the chef, who was a nasty, nasty man, Martin Fox was waiting for you with his arms folded at the top of the, right there by the elevator. And that was that for Harry's eating career.
So busted.
Let me ask something though. Do you think anybody looked twice at Harry taking that elevator? I mean, think about I mean, there was nobody.
He was watching. I could tell. I knew it was going to happen.
Been
at
watching,
some point.
But I don't think I don't think anybody else.
No, he
didn't think you belonged
well
on that elevator.
Exactly. Yeah. You should have eaten all your meals. Well,
remember,
Sal,
you had to walk up those stairs and then you swipe your card and the lady was like 80. It took forever for her to swipe the card. So, you know.
Uh-huh. I remember. Yeah, right. Her name
Joel,
was Augie.
You're going to start writing some stuff here, Joel. This is gold, Joel. We could sell it to any one of these
Darren.
Streaming services, this show.
We would work up an appetite figuring out who we're going to bet because instead of kind of going to class, especially that those science classes that we'd failed, Sal, we would play ping pong for about 3 hours straight. And
I didn't fail a science class. I never failed a science class.
That's where I met you.
Sal didn't fail it, though.
Come on. Sal got a D. I got a D.
What class was this? I don't remember this at all.
In SNCC. That earth science class, not meteorology.
No way.
No, like earth science.
I don't remember an earth science.
You were taking earth science in college?
I don't think so.
What are you talking about, Harry?
I'm telling you, it was a science class. By the way, Brian, you wanted me to get my transcript. I still should get my transcript. Yes, to show you that I had a 2.9 GPA.
I want to see it.
Yeah, but you cheat. I mean, I've told 7 stories about how you cheat with everything. We led with one just in sports trivia. Yeah,
we cheated in that health science class too. We cheated in that health science class too. I copied your paper.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, what a great student.
Are you
taking all this in?
I love how also every story he tries to lump you in with him. Like, oh, no, you got a D, too. Oh,
I know. Yeah, right.
He did get a D.
Right. No.
I don't remember any Ds. I don't know.
Sal's a law school graduate, Harry. Come on.
Thank you. I'll show some respect.
You took the bar 4 times, and you got to pass it to
Kevin Millwood?
Oh, my God.
What a cheat.
Harry failed the salad bar. That's the only bar he took.
No question about that. No question. All right. So thank you, Scott Cox, for staying on top of it. I like that. That was a good email. You don't have to send 40 emails, Scott Cox, just when you come up on something good. Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com.
Can Scott Cox pick on Brian one time? Just please, Scott, pick on Brian for something.
What's the point? When you're not changing your ways, the minus 150 is just flying. All right. We are going to be on Spotify live tonight. Ravens, Bucks. Check it out. We'll get you through the late third. Fourth quarter, we'll go live. We'll take your questions, your taunts, your rants, your comments, whatever you want to do. Hit us up, Spotify Live. That'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Mikey Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na